Okay, good morning. It is April 22nd, 2025. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. We're going to call our meeting to order for the special meeting of the Board of Directors of Berlin Community Center. First thing we're going to do is show the regions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Ms. Megan?
Absolutely.
Director Mora?
Hi.
Director Swan?
Present.
Director Armstrong?
Present.
Director Edwards?
Here.
Director Kwiatkowski?
Present.
We have four.
Full house. Okay. We're just going to read the comment thing because we do have some people online and nobody in here at this time. Members of the public are appreciated for taking the time to attend this meeting and provide comments on matter of district business. Public comments are subject to a 3-minute time limit, 10 minutes on any individual topic. Although no action can be taken on items not listed on the agenda, please know we are listening carefully to your comments.
Okay. So members of the audience on the Zoom platform, we have a couple of different ways that we can receive your comments. Email to board@gcsd.org. That we'll receive that by email, and we'll notify that we have your comment, and we'll read it at the appropriate time. Also, you can make a comment in the Zoom platform itself using the functions of the toolbar, and we'll catch that, and again, read that at the appropriate time. Or you can raise your hand, either with we'll watch for you in the video, or we'll look for your hand to be raised using the raise your hand function on the Zoom tools.
All right. So in order to get started on the discussion items, can we get a motion to approve the agenda?
I'll make a motion to approve.
I will second that.
Motion made by Director Kwiatkowski, seconded by Director Armstrong. Any comments from anyone? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed say nay?
I would like to announce that I forgot to put the page numbers on the packet. So, full transparency. I'm going to shuffle them around.
I just, it's only the first few that are kind of, I'm old school. I'll just number them down.
So, when we call them out, let's just make sure that everybody gets to the right place when we get to that item.
Okay, I'm not used to such a short little agenda, so we'll move on to agenda item A, adoption of a resolution approving the guidelines for the submission and tabulation of protests in connection with rate hearings conducted pursuant to Article 13D, Section 6 of the California Constitution.
Well, our fine State of California and our court systems more than the state in this particular case, is doing a great job of making our life much more interesting from an administrative perspective. And Prop 218 has always been a very lengthy, sometimes confusing process in the way that things are conducted. But the interesting thing about this particular resolution is this does a really good job of providing clarity for the public about how we receive and tabulate protests related to the rate hearings or related to the rate increases. So MBS has put these together. Obviously, these have been used by many other agencies and fit to our purpose, but I have reviewed it and compared it to the law. Not that I'm the attorney here, but these seem really straightforward as far as the procedures go. I didn't know, Jeremy or Michelle, if you were going to add anything to this. We hadn't talked about it in advance.
No, that was a perfect summary, Pete. This is really from the district's perspective to clearly define the protest procedures. So that's clearly documented at the beginning of the process before the 218 noticing procedure and the public hearing. So you did a fantastic job summarizing.
It's always been, every time I've been through this, it's always been somewhat confusing on who gets the notice, what form the protest needs to come back in, because it wouldn't be right to all customers to just have somebody's name on a napkin saying, I hate the rates.
Yeah.
You know, you have to guess whether they truly don't want them to be put in place, you know, whether they truly are objecting to them, and you can't verify who they are. You don't know if they're a customer or just somebody out in the cyberland, you know, putting their name down because someone asked them to. We owe that to our entire customer base. It's not just about those that protest, it's those that don't protest. If there's a false, if, you know, if there are invalidated, if there are not, if the protests aren't valid, then you have a skewed process. So this is really a good way to make sure everything's clear and valid, and that our customers know how to go about the protest process. And so I see your hand.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, Pete, thank you so much. I wanted to let you all know that the website is up and running. It does have the calculator. And I just wanted to appreciate the district because I know from Jeremy's perspective, this is all the important Prop 218 stuff, which we do have on the website, a lot of answers to those questions and a breakdown of the process for people. So that's really exciting that you can see that. And I wanted to just appreciate that the district, besides this, has this meeting and then also the in I ha, sorry, had the virtual meeting, this meeting, and the in-person meeting. And so the amount of engagement and the amount of effort that the district takes to really inform the public is just it is above and beyond, and I just wanted to take a moment to appreciate that.
Thank you. So if you haven't seen the website, take a look at it. It's really easy to navigate.
Pete, I'm sorry, it's really difficult to hear you. If you can just speak up just a tiny bit, that'd be great.
Okay, maybe I should talk toward the
There you go. Yeah, that's better. Thank
yes.
you.
There's the microphone.
Lean into it.
Where is the microphone? Okay. So it's all right. It's across the room. I need to project my voice and talk towards you instead of talking over here toward the board. That's what it is. Sorry. I'm not sure exactly what I said right there, but I can't
Take a look
repeat.
at the website.
Take a look at the website. Yes, it's very easy to navigate, and the bill calculator is a really nice feature. Did we? Okay.
Yeah, it's just a really nice resource for I because it is a com like the you know all of this is confusing. So it's a nice resource if you just want the overview or if you want to dive deeper into all of the reports and all of that. And so there's kind of that balance for everybody.
I thought the meeting went really well. I only saw like one thread on social media about it. You know, I'm like, what the heck? And this is like too much and all that kind of stuff. But it wasn't nearly as negative as it I thought it might be or whatever. And then I did see it like two. It was a good meeting. It was good information. It was well presented comment. So that was good.
The interest in the subject ramps up when this shows up in the mail, and then the first people out are typically saying things that get a lot of response, get people's energy up, and mostly in a negative way. And most of the time, what I've seen in an uninformed way. So that is something that We want to make sure that that our customers understand the report, understand the need for this, understand what we're doing, and the potential impacts if we don't, and then also understanding the protest process that we're considering now, so that they know how to submit that, and then that's about the best that we can do is just be prepared for that. Send people to the website, send them to the information that's out there, and obviously we'd be glad to have a conversation with anybody at any time. They usually don't call; they usually just call, come in, send an email, whatever it is. We will review it and we will respond.
Yes, and the good news is that most of the questions that we get, I'm sure Jeremy has heard for the most part. So we can or that you know, right? And so definitely working to figure all of this out together and make sure that we are responding to those questions and kind of thinking ahead of it. The website really should have a lot of answers to those questions that people are already maybe misinformed on. And so linking sometimes, in the Facebook threads or in the Nextdoor threads to the website or to the correct information can be a really powerful tool.
The resolution before you sets the procedures for how we deal with the protest process.
All right.
So, well, I move to adopt Resolution 12-2025, approving the guidelines for the submission and tabulation of protests in connection with rate hearings conducted pursuant to Article 13D, Section 6 of the California Constitution.
I'll second it.
Alrighty, so the motion was made by Director Edwards, seconded by Director Armstrong. Any conversation from in the House? Mm-hmm. Online.
Let's call it out as any comments from the Zoom platform.
There we go. Nothing? Alrighty. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed say nay. Motion passes 5-0. All right, so then we move on to item B, which if you kind of numbered your pages, it's on 8.
Just numbered the top page.
Sorry, you guys.
So this is item 4B, adoption of a resolution approving Proposition 218 procedures for water and sewer rates proposed to be effective on July 1st, 2025. Do you have any public comment on that? Nothing.
I don't necessarily need to add a whole lot on this. I appreciate the efforts of MBS in getting these all together for us. And this resolution details the process that we went through to get where we are. It references the study report that MBS Jeremy completed. And this is the action that would, if you go to the now, therefore be resolved on a page that I don't know what it is. It lists items 1 through 8. And the last of the recognizes the fee study report. It initiates the process for the compliance with Prop 218, sending the Prop 218 notice substantially in the form that was attached, which it's included in your packet. That's a notice that will go to all customers, both the property owner and the customer. If they're different. The objections are detailed there and that they will comply with Prop 218. The Secretary of the Board will post the notice on the website and provide a link to the fee study report. in the Prop 218 notice, and also, believe me, we will have that out everywhere so that people can access it easily. I think it's the graphs and tables and all of the narrative associated with it. I think it really tells paints a solid picture of what we're dealing with here. And then item number 7 states the board's intent. Approves the notice of intent attached to the resolution to hold a public hearing on June 18th to consider the proposed water and sewer rates. And before the hearing, the district shall respond in writing to and timely to any timely written objections. Now, that's a new government code based on some base law that there was a time that there was a question as to when the cutoff date was that customers could protest a Prop 218 rate increase. And there were, I guess, some cases that came in way late. They hadn't participated in the process at all of, you know, to ask a question or make a comment saying that the rates were not applied correctly to a class of customer. And so this law says that if a customer submits a protest that has specific rationale behind why it's incorrectly applied, why the rates are incorrectly applied, that we have a responsibility to respond to that. Because if they don't submit that, that type of protest to us, then or objection to the rates, then they don't have standing in court after the fact. I think I'm just kind of trying to summarize this without having the legal background, but this sets that procedure in motion. It doesn't mean that everybody that sends in a form protest that says we don't want the rates, isn't what is intended with this. It's someone that is submitting a protest that's related to the structure of the rates, that they're not compliant with something. It doesn't reflect the potential usage in the meter. I'm just throwing things out there, but it's do you have anything to add on that, Jeremy? I haven't had any experience with that.
Yeah, this is a new section of government code that was just approved on January 1. And so that relates to substantial objections. So as you were mentioning, alluding to a legal substantial challenge, something specific to how the rate study was conducted or the cost of service analyzed. So you don't have to, if you're submitting a protest, you can just protest and say no. You don't necessarily have to have a specific objection. This specifically relates to if there was a ratepayer that had a specific objection to how the cost of service study was conducted. This is the time in which they have to present that objection in writing, at which time the district is able to respond to that objection.
So that's a new twist. But appreciate that, Jeremy. Yeah, that. Are there any questions about that particular aspect?
Did the district respond to their objections before?
No. I mean, we do in terms of, we don't specifically send a letter back to someone who's submitted their address or their account number and their name and all that type of stuff and protested the rates. We don't send an individual letter back to each one of those. And we wouldn't in this case either. It would be if someone raised some either legal arguments or procedural arguments, if they raised something substantial about the way that the rates were calculated, we would respond to that.
One thing that I found interesting and maybe even a little surprising is that they have to be received before, you know, by the date, as opposed to like a vote, so long as it was postmarked, you know, the postmark thing, they would, those wouldn't be counted if something showed up a day after or 2 days after or whatever. So, I mean, and maybe it's not that big of a deal, but if you think it is, maybe Ronnie could stress that a little bit. And
we'll definitely stress, you know, because we will have, we'll have many customer interactions. You know, once the notice goes out, we'll have people that will have to end the conversation on, you're welcome to submit a protest. Here's the protest process. And make sure that if you're going to protest it, that it's received here in the office before, I'm not sure exactly what it is, but 4 o'clock on the date of the hearing.
It actually does be by the end of the public hearing.
Well,
but yeah, but if we're not gonna get anything once we're there.
Right.
Yeah.
We're gonna do it in person.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll definitely make sure that that's well known. That's the normal process because it's not a vote. There's nothing in the law that requires a vote of the public. There's nothing. It's not conducted anything like a vote. There's a very specific protest process in the law, and and some people will mail. Most will drop them off or stick. You know, they'll be
email them.
They have to be an original signature.
Yeah,
that's the thing. So most people will just put them in the box or drop them off or mail them or bring them to the hearing. You'll have a nice little box for them to put them. I've had people actually drop off a protest letter and then go back through after the presentation and take their protest letter out. I thought that was pretty cool. That means that they, you know, they got caught up in the social media hype and didn't really pay much attention until they got to the hearing, and then they understood. That was the first time they actually heard what the money was going to be doing. So, I mean, that doesn't happen all the time, but any little success is a...
You take it when you can.
Yeah, you take it when, that's right. So that is, we absolutely will make sure that everybody understands that. The time will...
I move to adopt.
We have. Pat has since logged on. So do we have any public comment from Zoom? Nothing.
We don't have any.
We just had a new person pop up. So
let's just ask, just because of how important these things are, let's just ask one more time. Is there anyone on the Zoom platform that has any public comment related to item 4B, which is adoption of the resolution approving the water and sewer utility rate report and setting the date and time for a public hearing as part of the water and sewer rate process? You can raise your hand, you can send an email, you can write a comment, you can jump up and down if you have your camera on, and then we can.
I move to adopt resolution 13-2025 approving water and sewer utility rate report and setting the date and time of the public hearing as part of the water and sewer rate approval process and direct staff to complete the proceeding.
I'll second that motion.
All right.
So before we vote, because the rate study report is part of this action, I just wanted to say to our wonderful NBS consultants there, Michelle, Jeremy, that report was really good. That's what I didn't have a whole lot of time to absorb it like I really wanted to, but it had everything in it that we had talked about over the past, you know, 4 to 6 months or whatever it is, solid, just going through it. So it's laid out well. It's very clear. I think anybody who reads it will really appreciate it.
Okay. Any other comments? Okay, the motion was made by Director Armstrong, seconded by Director Kwiatkowski. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say nay. Motion carries 5-0.
This one will be easy. It's the last page.
Okay. Yeah. your whole packet over. Okay.
Last.
Item 4C, establishing a special meeting for the in-person workshop scheduled for May 15th, 2025, regarding the 2025 water and sewer cost of service study and proposed rate schedule.
Now you guys already established that this was going to be our public workshop date, and we have that on the calendar, but it was brought to my attention that if more than a few of you want to attend that public workshop, then we should formalize a special meeting. So we'll keep posting the agenda. If you don't want to go, you don't have to, but just in the event that more than a few of you show up, we'll just formalize that.
If it's going to be a special meeting, then at least three of us.
Yes. So you need at least three.
I move to formally establish a special meeting to be held on Thursday, May 15th, 2025, for the purpose of conducting an in-person public workshop related to the 2025 water and sewer cost of service study and proposed rate schedule.
I will second said motion.
All righty.
So we don't really have to go to this.
Well, no. We do need three.
I'll be there.
If it's going to be a special meeting, we have to have a quorum. Yeah, can't have
I don't want to miss it.
You don't want to let? You don't want to miss it?
No.
That's great.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
No, I agree. Yeah. You got to be prepared to take
it. We did
take
let out that. Abuse. Yeah.
This, I think it's this,
I think we know how to take abuse.
You still can speak to this.
Part of the job.
This might be a little bit different than, it's going to be different than the way we did them
in 2018.
And so I don't know, Michelle, did you want to talk a little bit about what this is?
Of course. Yeah. So, in our community meetings, what we're really looking for is to build connections and answer questions and really have it be kind of a one-on-one experience when people come in, especially because we know people's time is really valuable, and they are able to access all this information on the website and through the board meetings. And so this is an opportunity for something a little bit different, where we're going to have an open house style where people can come in from 5:30 to 7. And at any point in that time, they can come in and talk to people. So Jeremy will be there. I believe at least three people from the board will be there. And so we will have posters and we will have a video and really just a lot of information that people can come in, learn, talk to Jeremy, talk to the board, and really understand the rates and really build community in the aspect of understanding the district and understanding this process. And so instead of people coming in and sitting down and hearing a lecture that they can probably go find on our website, we really want this to be a personalized experience where people can come in and even talk to each other, right? Maybe talk about some of the issues that they've had, talk to you, you know, if they're confused about the rates and are thinking about protesting, maybe it's something where they would come in and talk to Jeremy and he can really explain it to them and break it down for them. So maybe they have some more information. So it is that kind of experience. We don't want people to think that they're going to come in and sit down and listen to a bunch of speakers. We really want people to come in and be able to ask the questions that they're really wondering and really take this opportunity to understand.
You know, we recently had a PG&E meeting set up like that, and it didn't go too well.
I mentioned that we had a meeting with Michelle almost 2 weeks ago now, and I explained that to her. However, that PG&E meeting I didn't think that they made it very clear when people were coming to that, but that's what it was going to be. So when we were talking about the postcard that's going out, specifically said we have to make sure it's very clear that they're not coming to see a presentation. It's going to be open house with certain like sections where people can talk, and So it's a really kind of an interactive thing. We plan on having staff there, like the guys, having, you know, like vac truck, having certain demonstrations to show how things are, a lot more engaging than that. So I did address that and let her know that that was very unsuccessful, but that's because people weren't expecting that when they came there. So we needed to make sure that messaging was extremely clear that that's what the event was going to be.
But yeah.
There were also questions that we had that weren't on anybody's billboard to be responded to.
Well, we plan on, you're going to have all, I mean, most of staff there. So they're going to be able to answer anything with the rate study. There's going to be questions answered. Anything district related that's not, you know, specific to the rate study, we're going to be able to answer. So I don't really see what questions people could be posing to us that we won't be able to answer unless it's something that, you know, we have to dig into or it's just not anything readily available.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And I just want to say that we have a question station too, that if somebody isn't there that can answer the question at the meeting, we have a big question board that says, hey, if you ask this and we cannot answer it now, you know, go to civicmic.com/Groveland and we will answer your question and post it online for this. Also, all the information that is at the meeting is also available online for those who can't attend. And I want to say too, a lot of this is in language, like you said, in the postcard, really mentioning, hey, this is an event from 5:30 to 7, come whenever you can. Like, don't feel like you need to be there at 5:25 to get your seat. Not that we need to say that, but it is the message that we're really trying to send.
Will we have seating?
Yes.
I mean, yeah, we'll have seats for people to be able to sit at. Yes, but there's not going to be seating and then a presentation. It's just going to be to be able to, you know, get off of your feet.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And I just want to say, like in the past, so Jeremy would be maybe at a computer. Somebody would ask them specifically about their rates, so maybe how they got there, and Jeremy would be able to have that one-on-one conversation with them while, you know, people from the board are having other one-on-one conversations and staff are having other one-on-one conversations to really explain to each individual kind of where their rate is coming from.
Although there's not going to be an opportunity at the beginning for me to introduce the format and layout, we're going to need to describe it somehow. You know, it's when people walk in, so they know what they're doing, and make it clear at each location what type, whether it's issue based. You know, I know that we're going to be talking about our capital improvement plan. You know, and what projects we're going to be, what we're prioritizing, and what we need to address, the increased maintenance that's going to happen with this, what's that going to look like? What are we dealing with? Some visuals and people there to answer questions. So we're definitely internally going to have to think about the form and function of that to make sure that when people walk in, they're not just confused, you know, and also be, answering questions on the fly and saying, hey, well, Michelle's over here, she can talk to you about about the budget and how it relates, and you know, Louis can talk about maintenance and Andy can talk about his back truck, and you know, or whoever's there to talk about the equipment and that type of stuff.
I think what we had planned was have a greeter at the door and then have a map. So like when we get whatever stations that we know we're going to have, a map of like, here's the stations and here's kind of what each station is. And then also be able to say like, we'll maybe be wearing something that designates ourselves. So it's like, if you have questions, go to this person and ask them and they'll direct you to where you need to go. Cool. So those are the kind of the thoughts that I had been working on. What was that?
A party hat.
Something. I don't know. You know, they hold signs like when you're like, you know, when you're on tours groups or whatever that says, I'm come ask me questions or are you lost? I don't know. Just something like that. So people don't feel that way. They're coming in, they're being greeted, they have a map of what is going on. And then there's also designated people for if they're confused, they'd say, here are these people wearing this, you can go ask them and they'll direct you to what you know you need to see.
So I do want to mention that we will all have lanyards, and those lanyards will and we will have something at the front door that will say, "Hey, anybody with a green lanyard, please feel free to ask them questions."
Volume just went way down to nothing.
They will be available. The lanyards will say each of our names and say something like, ask me a question, and who you are. And so people will and should be able to kind of tell who is, whose knowledge and who is community at this point. Not that the community, of course, community is knowledge as well.
Yeah.
So Ronnie, are you going to be able to encapsulate all that in a couple of your social media posts?
I sure am. Pete and I discussed briefly over the weekend, making sure that certain points are part of my little online quiz that I'm doing. And so I'll definitely add that as a portion of it. People are hopefully going to be looking for those posts on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and everything will link back to the Civic Mic website and other resources that MBS has provided. So I will do my best to encapsulate it simply and with fun pictures. That seems to get more engagement.
I love that. And then just so you know, I'm also working on the plan. I know that I am going to get a lot of feedback, and I've heard a lot already that we've talked about. And so I am gathering all the data that I have to create a really cool layout for the meeting as well, so I can send it over and then we can build off of that.
And then, Ronnie, I think, you know, like what Jen was saying, you know, disappointed people, just make sure people don't think they're going to just come and sit for 2.5 hours, you know, so that there's no surprise and there's going to be people there. And then, you know, try to respond to the negativity if it shows up.
I definitely hear what you're saying, Nancy. I think a fun thing to add in will be the fact that there'll be a green lanyard. And just, you know, color coding, different goofy things that might seem elementary, but it seems to gather attention.
Yeah, I think making it exciting and telling people about the truck and kind of focusing on that a little bit as well, that it is an event where you can come, you can learn, and really kind of...
And the
host. Format it as that informational learning event and less as a meeting can be really, really effective.
I have one quick question. Will there be food to entice them, like come get a snack, a cookie, or whatever? The district has those cool cups that you guys have. I don't know if you have any more of those.
I would definitely highly recommend. We've had people go from like local catering to like Costco cookies. And so that is really kind of a probably a board call.
We can discuss that.
Yeah.
Or like when it gets closer.
Yeah. Okay, so we have
one
online.
We won't all be here though, if much closer.
I'd go for some snacks or something appropriate.
Yeah, we're here now.
Brownies.
Brownies. Oh, what they're bringing?
Gummy bears.
Yeah. or what's our online?
So we have two comments.
Hang on, we're going to read some comments.
Two comments. Can the motion include the time and place?
Yes.
And then I know GCSD and the chamber have agreed that GCSD submits a monthly article for the weekly third week of the month. If GCSD would like to provide an article weekly during this process to talk about the process, 250 words or less, each would be welcomed each week. We have an average of 62% readers of the weekly in each week. So that's great. Thank you, yeah. Patricia.
We'll do anything to get the message out there. We appreciate that. And we'll provide make sure we provide links back to the materials that we have in place, and then we intend to be, you know, we are reviewing every comment, everything that comes up, and if as we encounter new things, new questions, new concerns, whatever, we will be addressing those in an ongoing FAQ, you know, that people can access, so they'll see their question listed and see the response. And so, yes, we'll make sure we get something in there, because it's a big topic, Pat. So I think that's good to just take it in little bites. We don't have a lot of time between now and the May meeting, but then we also have the public hearing in June.
Yeah. Ron, when Pat asked us to amend the motion to have the date and time, she was referring.
We just read it in the motion.
She's referring to the May 15th.
Yes.
Which is already there. So yeah, Janice, if you want to amend it to include the time.
Sure.
Which, you know.
So the time is 5:30 to what?
Yeah.
7.
7.
Okay, so. I wanted to ask Ronnie one more question.
Patricia would like to speak, but for some reason her microphone is not being.
It was unmuted a while ago when she first
joined. Yeah, when she came in.
Yeah.
Well, Janice, go ahead and ask your question.
5:30 to 7:30.
Yeah,
I think it's 7.
Are you asking for me to speak, Janice? Or
no.
Patricia?
I'm waiting for everybody to stop talking so I can ask you a question. I want you to be able to hear. Did you see Mr. Griefer's post on Nextdoor about people calling the county and asking why the county is raising sewer and water rates? And did you comment on that at all?
Unfortunately, Mr. Griefer's chosen to block my participation in his post, so I'm not able to see those nor respond.
Okay. Oh,
she just said.
Blocked her post
from being able to respond to them.
That's ridiculous.
So I was wondering that. I saw something that was unavailable. I think, I don't know if it's blocked, it's just unavailable. So it looks
well,
like
it was available
deleted.
To me because.
Yeah, I'm unable to see anything that he shares.
On okay. Nextdoor?
Yeah.
You can't see his post?
Then you blocked her. Yeah.
But
what a guy.
Aren't you responding as GCSD or?
But because any platform is created under my name, it affects it, unfortunately. So I'm unable to be, I can't see what he's sharing. And I cannot access the Pine Mountain Lake. But perhaps I need to dive in further and see if there's a way around it, but that's been my experience.
We can't, just to clarify, we can't as an organization, like we can post things and we can respond to our own, but like we can't look at the community and make
exactly.
response to other, to the general, like I can look at the community and make posts on, you know, somebody's post, but the district as an organization doesn't have access to look at the greater community's posts like you do as an individual. You just have access to your post and people that make comments on your post.
Yeah, I want to mention too that usually what we recommend is that we do have the rate study website. And so we do recommend to community members that do see things on Nextdoor that if you do see maybe some misinformation or please do feel free to post the Civic Mic page If not directly in the link, then to Nextdoor in general. Definitely don't want anybody to start any arguments or get blocked or anything. But please do feel free to utilize the Civic Mic page to answer questions or lead people to correct information.
Okay, is that clear? So we have, there's dialogue capability on the Civic Mic website itself.
Pete, can you repeat that question?
I wonder why my voice doesn't pick up. Interesting. You're saying that on the Civic Mic platform, people have the ability to ask questions there?
Yes, they most definitely do. Okay. Yes. And on our post, they can email and they can comment questions as well.
Perfect. Okay. And so we are monitoring that. Response. Okay.
Cool. I did comment and asked them to call the district with the phone number there.
Yeah, and we can create a post from Nextdoor that says that to ensure that, and that then the community will see that to ensure, like, you know, here's the link, make sure you're getting the accurate information, the source.
Okay. It looks like Patricia was able to get unmuted. Patricia, did you want to have anything that you wanted to say?
Patricia, can you hear us? Or can you respond? Oh, okay.
Still muted. Okay.
Interesting.
It looks like it's unmuted, but.
Did you want to type something?
Yeah. Do you have anything to add that you want to put in the chat at this time?
I think she had typed in the
okay.
The deadlines for if you're going to respond to her thing. If that was what you meant, Pat, then it did show up.
Yeah, there is the deadline for the weekly is every Wednesday, just as a FYI. And she looks like she's good.
Yep, I will present something to her by tomorrow, and we'll take advantage of that weekly information. That's great. Thank you, Patricia.
Good job. We definitely need to, if anyone has any communication with Supervisor Griefer or sees him out in the public, we really want him at the May 15th discussion.
I spoke with him on Thursday afternoon, and he's said that he was going
to
attend. So.
Good. And want to make sure that we can get as much information to him as possible.
Okay, I move to formally establish a special meeting to be held on Thursday, May 15th, 2025, between 5:30 and 7 p.m. The purpose of conducting an in-person public workshop related to the 2025 water and sewer cost and service study and proposed rate schedule.
I'll second. Can you add to that the location?
The Resilience Center.
We'll just add that right into your motion.
And yep. Be located at the Resilience Center.
I'll second.
Any further comment?
You're amending a motion, mm-hmm. which means that the original people have to amend the motion and agree. So unfortunately, John, and you have to notate that it's an amended motion, not an additional motion.
And then I will.
And then you will you'll accept the amended motion.
Do we need to redo it or?
No, you just need to accept it.
Yeah, I accept it and accept that change.
Okay, so we amended it to add the time and the location at the Resilience Center. Any other comments? Nothing? Okay. The motion was made and amended by Director Kwiatkowski and seconded by Director Edwards. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed say nay. So carries.
I didn't say aye, but I'm saying aye now.
Okay.
just sitting here putting my paper through.
Oh, okay.
So we're good.
Our fine friends at NBS, Jeremy, in your most perfectly clean office there, never changes.
You're on to me, Pete. You're on to me.
Is it actually a picture behind you, Karen?
Yeah, I was going to say. Okay, so. It is 10:50 a.m. I don't know that we've ever had this short of a meeting. The meeting is adjourned.